Public transit has been largely affected by this pandemic as the number of individuals traveling day-to-day has changed.
The transit agencies around the country will not get back to a normalcy that they had before coronavirus until there's a vaccine.
That's Ray LaHood, former U.S. Secretary of Transportation under President Obama. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unlin.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Friday, July 17th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Students picking courses for the fall at Carl Sandburg College in Galesburg will have more to consider than which teacher they prefer. As part of its reopening plan, the college will offer three class structures: in-person face-to-face instruction, virtual meetings at scheduled class times, and fully online coursework. Associate Vice President of Academic Student Planning, Misty Lyon, says the structure of each course will be decided by the instructor.
For example, if we have English courses, we may have some English courses that are offering a face-to-face component. Some would offer online. Some would be blended. So the students do have some options to choose what format, but the course itself is determined by the instructor.
Lyon also says for students without stable access to the internet, the campus will be open to accommodate them.
We also have a lending program. We have loaned out some of our Chromebooks. In Galesburg, we have free bus passes, so if they need to come to campus and they don't have transportation, we can provide them a free bus pass as a Sandburg student. They can come out and use our technology here.
If there's a resurgence in COVID-19 cases, Carl Sandburg College has a contingency plan to resume distance learning with the exception of classes that require in-person instruction. In those cases, Lyon says the college will comply with the state of Illinois' guidelines. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Woodford County is reporting the area's latest COVID-19-related death. The man in his 60s was not a resident of a long-term care facility. His death is the 40th in the Tri-Counties. 42 new confirmed cases were reported. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is calling for more federal aid to state and local governments in the next round of stimulus dollars, but he says it's a long shot. Congress will make progress on COVID relief when it reconvenes next week. Wednesday's rainfall makes the second highest single-day total on record in the Peoria area. Only one day in 1950 saw a higher total. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. The pandemic has upended transportation. In many cities, there's still very light traffic on the roads with so many people working from home. Public transit has seen a plummet in ridership because of concerns about gathering together on a bus or a train. Of course, airlines are in big trouble. United announced last week that it could lay off as many as 36,000 employees, even after billions in aid from Washington. Here now's Jeremy Hobson had the opportunity to speak with Ray LaHood, former U.S. Secretary of Transportation under President Obama and former Republican congressman from Illinois, to discuss his thoughts on how the pandemic has affected transportation. An MIT study found an increase in COVID-19 death rates in counties where people use more public transit compared to those where telecommuting is more common. Jeremy Hobson asked Ray LaHood if he thinks it is safe to use public transit right now and what he thinks transit agencies should be doing to make it safe.
I think that transit agencies have a responsibility, like every other transportation system, to assure people that when they get on a train or a bus, that it's the safest it can possibly be, and there has to be very strict guidelines. They have to assure people that they've sanitized the piece of equipment, whether it's a train car or a bus. They have to require every person on the vehicle or whatever the mode of transportation is to wear a mask.
The pandemic has also been called an existential threat to transit financing. Patrick Foy, the chairman of New York's MTA, called it a four-alarm fire. What do you think that the long-term impact of the pandemic will be on transit financing?
Well, when you look at what previous Congresses have done, 40% of the money for transit, 40% comes from the federal government. There will probably have to be an increase in the funding from the federal government to allow for transit systems to make up for some of the deficiencies, but also to allow for the kind of cleansing and sanitation and distribution of masks and so forth in the short term for the next several months. My prediction is that transit agencies around the country will not get back to a normalcy that they had before coronavirus until there's a vaccine.
Secretary LaHood, do you think that there's going to be a big difference in what happens with transportation in this country if President Trump wins versus if Joe Biden wins the election?
Oh, there's no question about it. No question about it. I think under a Biden administration, you're going to see the federal government really step up and in the short term require the kind of rules and regulations that will protect people.
And if Trump wins?
Same old, more of the same. Kind of a free-for-all. Let people do whatever the hell they want.
Secretary LaHood, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Take care.
That was Here and Now's Jeremy Hobson speaking with Ray LaHood, former U.S. Secretary of Transportation and former Republican congressman from Illinois. Before we let you go, this morning at 9:30, the Peoria Historical Society is offering a tour called the Lydia and Lucy Walkabout at Springdale Cemetery. Also this morning, you can check out Lisa Nelson Robb's Stillpoint exhibit at the Peoria Art Guild. And Thomas Mangelson's exhibit, A Life in the Wild, will display his photography in the newly renovated Illinois River Gallery at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. Masks are required at each of these events, and you can find more information on their respective websites or at archpartners.net. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.